I'm Aaron Schachter in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. What do you get when you combine poster designs from Seattle, Havana, and Tehran? Well, I can't quite say it on the radio, but I'll spell it. It's an SHT show. Full name, the Seattle, Havana, Tehran Poster Design Show. It opens this weekend in Seattle. Daniel Smith and Pepe Menendez are two of the curators. The show features poster art by designers in those three cities I mentioned. Smith's the one who first came up with the idea.
It started almost 10 years ago with a trip to Cuba. So I went to Havana and I met Pepe, who's sitting here with me. We had an exhibition in Havana and was half American designers and half Cuban designers. And in that visit, I saw how amazing the work was and saw that what was happening was very similar to what was happening in Seattle in terms of silkscreen posters and, you know, incredible poster content, kind of a rebirth of the poster. And I thought, we really have to get together and do something as one.
And Pepe, when you first heard about this, did you think it was a great idea?
Yes, I thought it was a wonderful idea. I had no information about what was happening in Seattle at that time. Dan told me about this music scene poster production, and I was really surprised, and it was stimulating to be part of that right from the beginning.
And how do you guys go about curating and finding all the images?
We worked long distance. I mean, we're pretty aware of what's happening in each other's countries, you know, especially in Havana and in Tehran. The community is pretty small. The design community in Seattle, there's a pretty tight poster-making community around music. So it's very possible for us to look at what's happening in our cities and grab posters, you know, images, and start playing. So essentially we sent posters to each other by email, looking for similarities between things. We're missing our good friend Iman Rod, who is in Tehran. We worked with him long distance and sent each other PDFs just to look at combinations. We went through probably hundreds of combinations to land on the few that are in the show.
As Dan said, the posters are put together in such a way that you have images from Seattle, from Havana, and from Tehran that all sort of go together. I wonder how you were able to find such incredible images from different places that seem to evoke the same themes or the same general image. You know, there are horses, there are ravens, and things like that.
When we did the very first show, I had this idea that not only could we just hang posters in the same space, but we could possibly put them next to each other so that they start a conversation. It doesn't surprise me anymore that there are so many commonalities. When I went to Tehran, when I went to Cuba, there are so many things that link us together that we're not aware of, possibly because we never see some of these things in the media. At least in America, we never see Tehran. You know, before I left, I couldn't imagine the city and the people. And the people are incredible, and they want the same things we want: better communication, better relations. So the imagery, to me, it's not surprising that it's so similar anymore. I feel like there's common themes that run between us, even though it's subconscious, but it's so human.
Pepe, were there any themes or images that you were surprised that the three cities had in common?
I had no idea what's going on in the two other cities. And it's really surprising that you can find, as you mentioned, for example, these three horses. Once we came out with this triple, I was really amazed. It's almost unbelievable that there's three designers and more or less in the same time came up with a poster solution for something that, by the way, has nothing to do with horses. I mean, these are not for horse exhibition or
right.
A horse shop. It's for something else. It's for music, for theater, for other things. But in the three cases, the designer has chosen this image, this symbol, and it almost looks done by the same person in a way.
Yeah, it does. The three horses are facing the same way. The musculature is very similar.
And the pattern, there's like a circular pattern in all of them. So yeah, there are these incredible coincidences.
You're still working on setting the show up in Tehran. I wonder in general, though, what challenges you've had trying to get this thing going as a three-nation art show.
Our complications are more about shipping.
So really?
Between, yes.
Well, I asked this question as if it were just a logistical issue. You got to get an art show to three countries. But
right.
these countries are bad guys. You know, Cuba and Iran, we don't talk
to
them.
States. Let's
and the United States.
Ourselves.
Right.
Exactly. So I think, well, one of the beautiful things about going to these places is seeing that there's truly a difference between the relations between our governments and the relations between people. There's nothing standing in the way of us working together. Me working with the communists down there in Cuba or me working with Iranians, There's no barriers to doing this except trying to get posters to each other. The beauty of a poster show is we can wrap it up in a tube and deliver it to each other, you know, hand deliver it. We find someone who's traveling between the United States and Cuba. We give them posters. They deliver it to my friend Pepe down there, or he does the same. He finds someone coming to the United States. That's the tricky part, is that there is no direct shipping. We have to find people who can help us out, carry these posters by hand.
Daniel Smith and Pepe Menendez, they are two of the curators of the SHT show. We'll let listeners put the letters together themselves. The Seattle leg of the show opens this weekend at the Bumbershoot Festival. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you can't make the Bumbershoot Fest this weekend, no worries. You can see some of these really amazing posters at PRI.org.